A burly man wears a red tank top bearing the letters USA. He chops at the neck of a wrestling dummy, then uses it to perform other maneuvers. The name Wexler adorns the gym wall. The burly man stands and hoists the figure backward over his head, landing on top of it. He stands and performs the maneuver again, falling with the dummy to the mat-covered floor. The exhausted man rests with his forehead pressed to his clasped hands. He looks up and works his pronounced jaw. Now fully dressed, the burly man sits in a car. He places a ribbon around his neck. The car sits with others in a school parking lot. The wrestler steps out of the vehicle. Inside the school, we peer through a doorway where the burly man waits in an office. A young boy sits just outside the door in another office. The wrestler's lips move as he reads. He looks up from the page.
Hello?
In an auditorium, he stands at a podium.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to you today.
Grade school children stare at the man.
My name is Mark Schultz. Want to talk about America? And I want to tell you why I wrestle.
Mark grabs a gold medal hanging from the colorful ribbon around his neck. He holds it out toward them, pivoting slightly, giving them all a good view. The children look back at him impassively.
This is an Olympic gold medal. I won this 3 years ago at the 23rd Olympic Games in Los Angeles, California. This is more than just some piece of metal.
A girl in blue glasses tilts her head.
It's about what the medal represents. The virtues it requires to attain it.
Back in the office, a hand fills out the date portion of a check. The woman writes 87 for the year.
$20.00. Is it Dave or David?
No, it's Mark. Mark Schultz.
Mark locks eyes with the bespectacled administrator, who gives him an uncertain look.
Yeah, Dave's my brother. He was originally scheduled.
Okay.
The woman resumes writing. A photograph of Ronald Reagan adorns her office window.
We both want golds.
In a fast food restaurant, Mark stands in line along with a mass of people. In his car, he chomps on a burger. Now, Mark trudges upstairs to a suburban apartment. He opens a screen door, then lets himself in. Inside, he rummages through a large garbage bag and pulls out a small black box. He sets the bag on the floor. Wearing a Wexler t-shirt and USA sweatpants, Mark walks toward a counter filled with trophies and medals. He opens the box and sets it on the counter. Inside rests the Olympic gold medal, which Mark carefully centers in the box. He shuffles away from his shrine. Sitting among the trophies, a framed photo of Mark and a bearded man commands a prominent central location. Both men hold medals and wear wreaths on their heads. Now, hands break dried ramen noodles over a bowl. In his dreary kitchen, the wrestler sits alone at a table. He hovers over his dish, then takes a bite. An open bottle of hot sauce sits within arm's reach. Mark looks up at a wall-mounted picture of Washington crossing the Delaware. At the Wexler gym, men meet in a small windowed office. In the locker room, men stop talking and stare at Mark as he enters. The stone-faced wrestler walks past them and heads straight to his locker. Now, Mark enters the gym, and the men in the office notice him. The bearded man from the photo holds up a finger toward the burly wrestler, then returns to his conversation. Mark looks toward the office as he stretches and rolls his wrists.
Hey, Mark. You know the guys from USA Wrestling?
Mark, how's it been?
Fred, Bruce, Greg.
Hey, Mark.
Mark waves half-heartedly.
Well, all right. Just give us a call.
Appreciate it, Bruce. Thanks for coming all this way. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, have a good workout.
Thank you.
The bearded man takes a sip from a can, then sets it on the mat floor.
Hey, buddy.
Mark walks past him.
You all right?
Hey, you been calling my machine and hanging up?
What? What do you mean?
Somebody's leaving hang-ups on the machine.
Come on.
The smaller bearded man shakes out each of Mark's arms, then wraps his arms around his waist. He puts one of Mark's arms inside the embrace, then applies pressure down and up the larger man's spine. They grapple lightly as the scruffy man ducks beneath Mark's arm and grabs him from behind. He lifts Mark from the floor, stretching out his spine. The bearded man ducks beneath Mark's arm, steps in front of him, and places the larger wrestler in a gentle headlock, stretching his neck.
How you doing, buddy? All right.
He stretches the other side of Mark's neck.
Okay.
The two men warm up, gently practicing grapples. They crouch face to face, jockeying for a dominant position. The bearded man tackles Mark at the knees and pins his legs to the mat. The wrestlers stand and face off, each in the crouching position. Mark tackles the bearded man. They stand and reset. With their foreheads touching, they paw at each other. The shorter wrestler pulls Mark to the mat. The competitors stand and face off. Mark goes for the legs. Mark scowls and the bearded man furrows his brow. The wrestlers square off again. Mark goes for the legs again and the bearded man flips him onto his back.
Keep your hips in, Mark.
Mark glares at him and the bearded man shrugs. They face off. Mark opens with an aggressive slap to the back of his opponent's head. He strikes the other side of his head. The wrestlers reset and Mark attacks again. He shoves the shorter man down and they begin to grapple more fiercely. Mark headbutts him. The bearded man reels back, holding his nose. Mark circles his opponent, who steps away with his head back. The bearded wrestler wipes his nose with his blood-stained t-shirt, then holds each nostril closed and blows. He spits. He approaches Mark and bends into a crouch. Mark attacks and they grapple. Mark spins away from the bearded man's grip, then dives into his belly and tackles him. The bearded man gets Mark in a shoulder lock. With his face pressed to the mat, spit runs across Mark's cheek. His face strains as he struggles in the smaller man's grip. Nighttime. Outside Mark's apartment, a car approaches. The bearded man sits in the driver's seat.
Same time tomorrow?
He nods, then looks up at Mark, who broods in the seat beside him.
What do USA Wrestling guys want?
Talking about me doing some coaching in Colorado.
The bearded man nods. As Mark hangs his head, the scruffy man places a hand on Mark's back. Mark opens the door.
Hey, give me a hug.
The men embrace. Mark breaks free and exits the car. The bearded man watches after him, then turns away. Mark enters his dark apartment. In a lit bathroom, the wrestler looks in the mirror. He touches at the hair near his temple, then feels a red mark on his cheekbone. He taps at the spot. He taps harder and more aggressively. The light turns off. Later, he sits on the couch playing a handheld game. Mark turns his head. He sets down the game, walks into the kitchen, and puts a cordless phone to his ear.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak with Mark Schultz?
Speaking.
Mark Schultz, the Olympic wrestler.
Yeah, who is this?
I'm calling on behalf of Mr. John E. DuPont. Mr. DuPont has been anxious to get in touch with you.
Who?
John E. DuPont. DuPont family. Mr. DuPont asked that you please consider taking a day off from your training to come out to Foxcatcher Farms so you men can meet face to face.
About what?
He'd like to discuss it in person in Pennsylvania. If I may, I'd like to make travel arrangements for you, Mr. Schultz. First class, of course.
Who'd you say again?
John E. DuPont of the DuPont family.